Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets today kind of a snoozer, everyone holding their breath for this weekend's US-China trade talks in Switzerland.
Yeah, complete standstill, big macro overhang, like trying to pick stocks during an eclipse, all eyes on those tariff negotiations.
Exactly. Will they, won't they? Trump's Truth Social post this morning, 80% tariffs seem right, threw everyone for a loop.
Oh, really? 80% after whispers of a potential cut to 60% or less? Classic Trump curveball. Keeps everyone guessing. Keeps the pressure on.
Totally. This meeting with Besant, Greer, and Hilifeng is crucial. The current 145% and 125% tariffs are, well, unsustainable.
Draconian, you could say. Absolutely strangling trade. Some relief is baked in, so if they walk away empty-handed, watch out below.
For sure. Now, even with the trade talks looming, we still had earnings. Mixed bag, as you'd expect. Lyft, surprisingly, up over 28%.
Lyft? Interesting. Missed on earnings and revenue, but crushed it with forward guidance, a buyback expansion, and resolving that proxy battle. Textbook bad news is good news scenario.
Yeah. So a beat on gross bookings and strong ride growth helped too. Shows resilience in the face of Uber's recent stumble. Speaking of which, did you see Uber's numbers? Not pretty.
Not great. Raised concerns about U.S. demand. But Lyft's performance suggests maybe it's more company-specific than a broader trend.
Possibly. And what about the other tech names? Expedia, Coinbase, Akamai, all down.
Yeah, tech took a breather. Cloudflare and Microchip bucked the trend, though. Overall, sector rotation into energy, plus 1.1%, while healthcare lagged, minus 1.1%.
Makes sense. Energy's been a safe haven lately. And healthcare, well, always a mixed bag. So big picture, what's your takeaway for tomorrow?
Trade talks are everything. If we get even a hint of progress, markets could pop. But no deal or worse escalation? Buckle up, volatility is coming. Keep an eye on those key levels.
So Lyft, huh? Up big, really big, almost 30%. Who saw that coming?
Well, the headline numbers weren't great. Missed on earnings and revenue. But everything else? Bullish.
Yeah? Like what? Break it down for me.
Okay, so better than expected Q2 guidance is huge, shows they're confident about the future. And that massive $750 million share buyback, that's a vote of confidence in themselves.
Right, right. Taking shares off the market, classic price support. And what about that proxy battle with Engine Capital? That was a distraction, right?
Exactly. Resolved. Gone. Removes uncertainty, which the market hates. Plus, their core business is showing signs of real improvement. Reduced insurance costs, drivers putting in more hours, that all flows to the bottom line.
Makes sense. They're also keeping costs under control. Only a 10% increase in total expenses? In this environment, that's impressive.
Absolutely. Cost discipline is key right now. Shows management is focused. Now, the interesting thing is, they barely mention their robo-taxi partnerships on the earnings call.
Oh, that's their long-term play, isn't it? With Mobileye and May Mobility.
Yeah, instead they focused on the Freenow acquisition. Big move into Europe. Doubles their addressable market, apparently.
Wow, so short-term wins, long-term vision. The market's eating it up. From a trader's perspective, though, is it too late to jump in?
Well, momentum is strong, but after a 30% jump, you're chasing. I'd be looking for a pullback, maybe a consolidation, before adding to a position. But hey, never bet against a stock with a story, right? And Lyft has a story now.
So Lyft, huh? Missed earnings, missed revenue, but the stock's up almost 30%. What gives?
It's all about the forward guidance, the buyback, and resolving that proxy battle. The market's looking past the headline numbers.
Yeah? So better than expected Q2 guidance and a 750 share buyback. That's a lot of fuel for a rally.
Exactly. Plus, getting that Engine Capital proxy battle off their plate removes a big source of uncertainty. The market hates uncertainty.
True. And their core business seems to be improving, right? Reduced insurance costs, drivers putting in more hours, that's all good.
Definitely. They're also keeping costs under control. Only a 10% increase in total expenses? Impressive in this environment. Shows management discipline.
But they barely mentioned their robo-taxi partnerships on the earnings call. That's their long-term play, isn't it?
Yeah, with Mobileye and May Mobility. It seems they're focusing on the more immediate wins, like the Freenow acquisition in Europe.
Doubling their addressable market, that's a big deal. So short-term wins, long-term vision. But is it too late to jump in after a 30% jump?
Well, momentum is strong, but you're chasing at this point. I'd look for a pullback, maybe a consolidation, before adding to a position. But Lyft has a story now, and the market loves a good story.
Whoa, lots of earnings hitting the tape today. Where do we even begin?
Well, that Weber resignation in 2025 is interesting, but let's focus on the here and now. A mixed bag, as expected. Some beats, some misses. That Partech beat on EPS, but a slight revenue miss. Classic.
Yeah, and Paramount Global, double beat. Always good to see.
Definitely. Now, Pinterest missed on earnings, but in line on revenue, and that guidance above consensus for Q2? That's what the market cares about. Could see some movement there.
Makes sense. Plains All American, though. Double miss. Ouch.
Not great. But Post Holdings, a beat and raise guidance. Even with the revenue miss, that's a win.
For sure. PubMatic, another beat and raise. Good stuff. And Ring Central with the all-around inline performance and guidance. Steady as she goes. What about some of these other tech names?
Well, Rocket Lab missed, but in line on revenue and guidance. Solventum, though, crushed it. Double beat and inline guidance. SoundHound AI, a beat on EPS, but a revenue miss. A common theme today.
Yeah, it seems like it. And Sweetgreen, miss and lowered guidance. Not good. Sylvamo, a miss, but in line on revenue. Synaptics, beat and inline guidance. Lots of mixed signals here.
Totally. Taiwan Semiconductor with a huge year-over-year revenue jump. That's a big deal. Texas Roadhouse, though, missed on EPS, but beat on revenue. Trade Desk, another double beat and inline guidance. Solid.
So a lot to unpack. TKO Group and Toast, both with beats on revenue. Transmedics, a huge beat and raised guidance. Trex, a beat and inline guidance. Wheaton Precious Metals, double beat. Yelp, double beat and inline guidance. And finally, Ziff Davis, a miss on EPS, but beat on revenue and reaffirmed guidance. So what's the takeaway here?
Well, despite the mixed bag, the market seems to be rewarding companies with strong guidance, even if they missed on headline numbers. Keep an eye on those names. And with all this trade talk news, volatility is almost guaranteed. Buckle up.
Whoa, news overload today. Where do we even start with this avalanche of headlines?
Well, that FedEx board member becoming USPS Postmaster General, that's a big one. Government and private sector crossover. Interesting. But let's hit some of these market movers. That Comcast move to pack more premium features into their unlimited mobile plan? Smart. Competitive pressure in telecom is fierce.
Yeah, trying to steal market share, I guess. What about Delta and Korean Air buying into WestJet? Consolidation in the airline industry continues.
Exactly. Strength in numbers, especially with fuel costs still high. Now this Corvus Pharmaceuticals data release, always tricky with biotech. Early stage trials, lots of volatility potential there. And Critical Metals Corp with those diamond drill results, resource stocks, always a gamble.
True. High risk, high reward. But that CrowdStrike investigation, though, that could get messy. Executive scrutiny never looks good.
Definitely not. Speaking of scrutiny, that Kohl's board resignation over disagreements, never a good sign. And Kraft Heinz asking coffee suppliers for a 60-day notice on tariff-related price increases, they're clearly worried about inflation.
Makes sense. Everyone is. Now this CuriosityStream special dividend, nice little bonus for shareholders. And Diodes with the $100 million buyback, classic move to boost share price. What about some of these other tech names?
Well, that Jamf Holding move into Android management? Smart. Expanding their ecosystem. But InMode investors pushing for a resumed share buyback program? They want that stock price higher.
Yeah, they see value, I guess. An international paper aligning facilities in the Rio Grande Valley. Strategic move, but we'll see how it plays out. Lots of moving parts there.
Absolutely. And this GE Vernova venture with Hitachi getting approval for a Canadian nuclear reactor? Big news for the energy sector. Long-term play, though.
For sure. HealthStream also approved a share buyback. Another one. And Harley-Davidson commenting on their partner's latest missive, always something with them. What about Lens Therapeutics licensing deal?
Pharmaceutical licensing agreements. Complex. Need to dig into the details there. But overall, a pretty busy news day. Lots to digest for tomorrow's trading session. Keep an eye on those key levels. Volatility is almost guaranteed with all this news hitting the tape.
Whoa, that's a lot to unpack. Where do we even begin with this news deluge?
Well, that Mattel CFO appointment in 2025 is interesting, but let's focus on the here and now. lots of moving parts today. Those upgrades and downgrades alone could swing the market.
Yeah? Like which ones stand out to you?
Well, that Lyft upgrade to buy at Goldman with a $20 price target after that 30% jump yesterday? That's bold. Definitely one to watch.
Oh, so they're doubling down on the bullish sentiment even after such a big move?
Seems like it. And Susquehanna upgrading Affirm to positive. That fintech space is heating up again. But on the flip side, AMD getting downgraded to hold, that could put a damper on the chip sector.
Makes sense. Speaking of chips, what about NVIDIA modifying their H20 chip to avoid export controls? That's a big deal, right?
Huge. They're playing the long game, navigating those geopolitical headwinds. Smart move. But the Apellis downgrades, ouch. Double whammy from BofA and Raymond James. That could sting.
Yeah, biotech's always volatile. What about that Meta news? Stablecoins, Zuckerberg's at it again.
Always something with Meta. If they actually deploy stablecoins, that could be a game changer. But it's all speculation for now. Now this Task Us going private deal, $16.50 per share, halted trading. Big premium there.
Wow, Blackstone's been busy. And Match Group, cutting 13% of their workforce, cost-cutting measures in full swing.
Definitely. Trying to streamline, boost profitability, classic playbook. But that Stellantis CEO search nearing a close, that's something to keep an eye on. Leadership changes can really shake things up.
So a lot of corporate maneuvering. What about some of these other names? Petrobras with the oil discovery, Phillips 66 with their statement of facts. What's the story there?
Well, the Petrobras discovery is good news for the energy sector. More supply. But Phillips 66, they're playing defense, probably related to some legal or regulatory issue. Need to dig deeper there.
Right. And what about those Varex imaging orders? $25 million? Not bad.
Solid win for them. Shows demand for their inspection systems. And that Venture Global CP2 recommendation for approval, good for the LNG space.
Yeah, so energy's still a hot sector. And what about that Weyerhaeuser share buyback program? $1 billion? That's a lot of firepower.
Absolutely. Returning value to shareholders. Classic move to boost the stock price. But overall, tomorrow's session is going to be all about navigating these headlines. Volatility is almost guaranteed. Keep an eye on those key levels.
Whoa, looks like the analysts have been busy. Downgrades on PKG, PSBD, SATX, SES, TGW, and Wolf. That's a lot of bearish sentiment.
Yeah, definitely a wave of negativity hitting those names. Investors taking some profits off the table, perhaps. But hey, there are always two sides to every trade. Look at those initiations and assumptions. HFFG, IMX, ILPT, RNG, and CINA, all getting some love.
True. Needham seems particularly bullish on RNG and Sina, with buy ratings and some pretty hefty price targets.
Yeah, $36 on RNG and $80 on Sina. That's a vote of confidence. Always good to see some optimism amidst the doom and gloom. And speaking of optimism, did you see that Morgan Stanley initiation on MEX?
Oh, overweight with an 880 target? Not bad. But let's be real, those downgrades on some of those bigger names, SE and Wolf in particular, could weigh on the broader market.
Possibly. JP Morgan going underweight on Wolf is, well, that's a pretty strong statement. Clearly concerned about something there. And BofA downgrading SE to neutral? That could definitely put a damper on things. But hey, that's why we do our homework, right? Gotta dig into the details, see what's driving these moves.
Exactly. And with that avalanche of economic data coming next week, CPI, PPI, retail sales, jobless claims, we're in for a bumpy ride. Buckle up.
No kidding. CPI and PPI will be key. Inflation's still the elephant in the room. And those retail sales numbers could tell us a lot about the health of the consumer. Plus all those earnings reports. Gonna be a busy week.
Yeah, lots to unpack. From CU to ZI on Monday, all the way to BRC and FLO on Friday. Gonna need a lot of coffee for that. Anything in particular you're watching?
Well, those tech names always grab my attention. CSCO, AMAT, NVDA, those are the big movers. But honestly, with this much news hitting the tape, volatility is almost guaranteed. Gotta stay nimble, keep an eye on those key levels, and be ready to react. The market doesn't care about your feelings, right? Gotta play the hand you're dealt.
All right, let's break down this market landscape. SPY and QQQ, both consolidating, tight ranges, but with a little kick in volume lately. What's the story there?
Well, that increased volume is the key. It whispers of anticipation, a coiled spring ready to release. The question is, which direction? The slight downtrend in the moving averages leans bearish, but we're not seeing panic yet. Look at VXX, modestly active, no major spikes. Cautious, not catastrophic.
Yeah? So, a bit of a waiting game? Everyone holding their breath for a catalyst?
Exactly. And while we wait, look at the sector rotation. XLU and XLE showing resilience, utilities and energy, classic defensive plays, XLP and XLV, consumer staples and healthcare also holding steady. Tells you where the smart money is parking while the market figures things out.
Makes sense. Safety first. So, where are the key levels we need to watch for a directional move?
SPY support around 563, resistance at 566. QQQ support at 486, resistance at 489.50. These are the battle lines. A break above resistance with strong volume, bullish. A break below support with increasing volume, bearish. Simple as that.
Simple, but powerful. So what could trigger these breaks? What are the potential scenarios?
Well, on the bullish side, any positive economic news, strong earnings, or, and this is key, positive developments on the trade front could spark a rally. If SPY clears 566, QQQ clears 489.50 with volume, look out above.
Oh, and the bearish scenario.
Negative economic data, geopolitical turmoil, anything that spooks the market. If SPY breaks 563, QQQ breaks 486, with volume confirming the move, we could see a sharp downturn.
Got it. So cautious optimism, but be prepared for anything. Volatility is lurking, right?
Absolutely. This market is primed for a move. Watch those key levels, watch the volume, and be ready to react. The market doesn't care about your predictions, only your reactions.
Whoa, WaveRider AI dropping some serious swing trade ideas for Friday, May 9th, 2025. Two reports, lots of tickers. Where do we even begin?
Well, both reports highlight some interesting sector rotations. The first one focuses on consumer discretionary, tech, and real estate, while the second zeroes in on tech and healthcare. Seems like tech is the common thread here.
Yeah, TSLA, AMBP, and GRIP getting the bullish nod in the first report, with ASML, IDXX, and HCA mentioned in the second. Lots of potential plays.
Definitely. And within those sectors, the reports break down individual ticker performance predictions, support and resistance levels, and even suggested entry and stop loss points. Pretty comprehensive stuff.
Oh, so for TSLA, they're looking at a potential move up to 303.50, with an entry around 296.50 and a stop below 296. That's a pretty tight range.
Yeah, tight but defined. They're emphasizing risk management, which is always key. Similar story with AMBP. Entry near 369, stop below 368, target of 380. Again, well-defined levels.
And GRIP. They see a continuation to 0.5297, with a buy zone between 4650 and 0.4750, and a stop around 0.46. Lots of decimals there.
Definitely got to be precise with these penny stocks. But the key takeaway is the bullish sentiment. WaveRider AI seems to be betting on continued upward momentum in these names.
But what about the second report? ASML, IDXX, and HCA, those are some heavy hitters in tech and healthcare.
Absolutely. And while the report doesn't give specific price targets, it highlights robust activity and significant volume and price movements, suggesting increased investor interest. That's something to watch.
So two reports, two sets of tickers, but a common theme. Momentum plays in key sectors. But is it too late to jump in? These reports are from May 9th, 2025. Ancient history in market time.
Well, past performance is not indicative of future results, as they say. But these reports offer a glimpse into how WaveRider AI analyzes market trends and identifies potential breakout candidates. The key is to understand their methodology and apply it to current market conditions. Find those stocks with similar patterns, similar setups, and you might just uncover the next big winner. Always do your own due diligence, though. Never blindly follow anyone's picks.
Whoa, WaveRider AI is painting a bullish picture for Friday, May 9th, 2025. Consumer discretionary, tech, real estate, healthcare, and energy. Lots of sectors in play.
Yeah, and they're not just throwing darts. They're backing up their picks with solid technical analysis. Support levels, resistance levels, entry points, stop losses, the whole nine yards.
Oh, so let's start with ASML. They're expecting consolidation around 705-707 before a push towards 710. What's the rationale there?
Well, they're seeing positive signals in the recent price consolidations, hinting at further upward movement. Plus, the overall market sentiment towards tech seems to be improving, which could give ASML a tailwind.
Makes sense. And TTWO, another bullish call, they see it climbing towards 228, then potentially 230. What's driving that prediction?
Consistent strength and stable volume. That suggests sustained investor confidence, which is always a good sign. They're betting on continued upward momentum.
Yeah, so steady as she goes for TTWO. Now, BTU in the energy sector, they're talking about a potential breakout. Breaking and holding above 14 is key, right?
Exactly. They see a move towards 1430, then possibly 1450 if the momentum holds. The increasing volume is a good sign, indicates growing investor interest.
Got it. Increased volume, increased interest, increased price. The classic formula. Now, HIMSS, they're calling this one a strong bullish signal. High volume with a rising price. What's the story there?
Well, they're interpreting that high volume as a sign of strong bullish activity. They're expecting a breakout above 52 with a potential move towards 5250 and beyond.
Oh, so HIMSS could be a big mover. But let's be real, these are just predictions. Past performance is not indicative of future results, right?
Absolutely. But what WaveWriter AI is doing is providing a framework for analyzing these stocks. They're giving us the key levels to watch, the potential scenarios to consider, and the risk management parameters to follow.
Right? So it's not about blindly following their picks, but about understanding their methodology and applying it to our own trading strategies. Gotta do our own homework, right?
Exactly. These reports are a starting point, not a finish line. We need to dig into the details, look at the charts, and make our own informed decisions. But hey, with this much potential upside, Friday could be an exciting day. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep, and we'll catch you next time.
And from me, happy trading, everyone, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.